Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. I'm glad you're listening today. Drop me a line with your comments and questions at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Get updates and enter our monthly prize giveaway by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. The official website of Simply Scottish is simplyscottish.com. And you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. In the iTunes program or app, just search Simply Scottish and access previous and upcoming episodes for free. On this episode of Simply Scottish, we pay tribute to the life and music of Whitney Houston with a look at the Clan Houston and the Scottish roots of gospel music. To begin the show, here's Kepper Cayley with Cape Breton Song. This is Simply Scottish. The Scottish clan Houston has a long history. The name itself derived from the name Hugh. During the reign of Malcolm IV in the 12th century, a Scots-Norman baron named Hugh de Padunan was given lands in the historic county of Renfrewshire. He established a fortification there, and residents who had their homes nearby sought the protection of the castle during times of unrest. The settlement generally became known as Hughestown, or Hughston. In the Gaelic language, the name Hugh translates as Eustin, which when it rolls off the tongue, sounds also like Houston. The Houston clan can be traced to Ulster in Ireland during the 1700s, although a troubled economy would force many Houston families to leave Ulster and head to America. The Houstons were among the first settlers in states like North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee. They fought in the Civil War. They migrated to other southern states, including Arkansas and Texas. The town of Houston, Texas, was established in 1837. It was named after Sam Houston, whose great-great-grandfather, Sir John Houston, had a family estate in Scotland in the late 17th century. One of Sir John Houston's sons had emigrated, first to Ireland, and then to the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, where Sam was born. Sam Houston was a key figure in the history of Texas, being elected first as a president of the Republic of Texas, then a senator, and finally governor. He fought against the British during the War of 1812 and was a leader in the Texas Revolution, winning a decisive battle against the Mexican army to secure Texan independence. The city of Houston was named in his honor and served as its first capital. It is now the largest city in Texas and the fourth largest in the United States. Whitney Houston was born in New Jersey in 1963. Whitney's mother, Sissy, has Dutch and Native American ancestry. Her father, John Russell Houston Jr., was an Army serviceman and entertainment executive, managing the career of his wife and later his daughter. Whitney's family has lived in New Jersey for a number of generations. Her great-great-grandfather, Nathaniel Houston, was born there in 1798. New Jersey was considered by some to be the Georgia of the North, with large migrations of African Americans to the state before, during, and after the Civil War. Where her lineage points before this may be hard to pinpoint. Large numbers of people were imported from Africa and the West Indies as slaves in the 18th century. As Whitney sings in her hit song, My Love Is Your Love, "It would take an eternity to break us, and the chains of Amistad couldn't hold us." Coming up, the Scottish roots of gospel music. Right now, here's John Richardson with a track from his album Celtic Drums. Thank you. You're listening to Simply Scottish. At first glance, the gospel music tradition would seem to have little connection to anything Scottish. Certainly, it's influenced by African traditions, where music was inherently sacred and interwoven into the fabric of daily life. During the period of slavery, from the early 1600s to 1865, many slaves were encouraged to participate in their masters' church services, but were not always allowed to use traditional African instruments or sing native songs. Because of this, a new style of music emerged that blended African music traditions with European influences. One of these European influences was a tradition called Presenting the Line, the unaccompanied singing of psalms in Gaelic by Presbyterians of the Scottish Hebrides. With this type of singing, a designated person sings a line solo and the rest of the group responds in their own time and with their own harmonies. Many believe this Scottish tradition is the direct antecedent of lining out, a hymnal style of singing practiced by slaves in the churches and fields where they were being oppressed. This in turn evolved into the call and response of spirituals and gospel music that's still a part of the art form today. The centuries-old a cappella tradition of presenting the line is slowly dying out in both Scotland and the American South, replaced by hymnals, musical instrumentation, and organized choirs. But there are some who want to keep it alive, including jazz musician and Yale musicologist Willie Ruff, who has done extensive research into the connection between Scotland and African-American music. Says Ruff, "We as black Americans have lived under a misconception. Our cultural roots are more Afro-Gaelic than Afro-American. Just look at the Harlem phone book, it's more like the book for North Uist. My own great-great-grandparents were slaves in Alabama. My grandmother's maiden name was Robertson. I have been to Africa many times in search of my cultural identity, but it was in the highlands that I found the cultural roots of black America. I hope to inform the perception of Afro-Americans, and what a gift that is to give people something to go on." Some modern recordings have been made in recent years of congregations in Scotland presenting the line. One such recording from a Celtic Connections festival in Glasgow in 2005 is called Psalm and Soul, and features contrasting performances from a group of Gaelic psalm singers and a gospel choir from Mount Zion Church in Alabama. The first song you'll hear is Psalm 31, and a good example of presenting the line in Gaelic. The second is a gospel song with a similar call and response technique called It's Gonna Rain.
Thank you. gotta get ready.
It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Better get ready and better see mine. God sure know about the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but fire next time. Way back in the Bible days, Noah told the people it's gonna rain.
All right.
And when he told them, they paid him no mind. And when it happened, they were left behind. I tell you,
it's gonna rain.
Children, it's
gonna rain. You better get ready and better see mine. God sure know about the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but fire next time.
They tell me when the water began to pour, they knocked on the window, they knocked on the door. They didn't know exactly what to do.
All right.
Now you don't want this to happen to you. Right. I tell you
it's gonna rain.
Children,
it's gonna rain. You better get ready and better see mine. God sure know about the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but fire next time.
Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend. God's got the key and you can't get in. If something don't happen to the hearts of men, the same thing is gonna happen again. I tell you,
it's gonna rain.
Children,
it's gonna rain. You better get ready and better sing mine. God sure knows
about
the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but fire next time.
Noah warned the people in plenty of time, but they were too sinful and they were too blind. And when it happened on that awful day, the people prayed, but their prayer was too late. I tell you,
it's gonna rain.
Children,
it's gonna rain. You better get ready and better sing mine. God sure knows.
This is Simply Scottish. On this episode, we're paying tribute to the life and music of singer Whitney Houston, who died in 2012 at 48. We do this with a look at the clan Houston and the Scottish roots of gospel music. From an early age, Houston learned to develop her voice in the gospel music tradition. Her mother, Sissy Houston, was a Grammy Award-winning soul and gospel singer who sang with the likes of Elvis Presley and Aretha Franklin before launching a solo career. Whitney's cousins Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick were also notable influences on her. Whitney's first public performance at the tender age of 11 was of a hymn called Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. This well-known hymn was written by Welsh composer William Williams in 1745 and paired with music by John Hughes in 1907. It's been sung by many looking for God's guidance in wars, mines, sporting events, and memorials such as that of Princess Diana's in 1997. In fact, it's often described as the unofficial national anthem of William's homeland of Wales. Here's a clip of Welsh singer Charlotte Church singing a more traditional arrangement of the song.
Pilgrims through this barren land, I am weary.
Here's another clip of the same song, this time sung by the African-American women's group Sweet Honey from the Rock.
God me.
The words of this enduring hymn are themselves a fitting tribute to Whitney Houston, who experienced many highs and lows in her life, but through it all kept on singing with that beautiful voice. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of deaths and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the podcast section of www.simplyscottish.com for a music playlist and links to Clan Houston and gospel music websites. And while you're online, like us on Facebook for podcast updates and a chance to win our monthly music giveaway. Join the conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish. Follow the podcast on Twitter. Our handle is @simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for another exploration of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.